We begin with judo and the news that Lukasz Krpalek has become the first Czech ever to become world champion in the sport. The 23-year-old two-time European champion took gold in the 100-kilogram category at the Judo World Championships in Russia's Chelyabinsk after making fewer mistakes than Jose Armenteros of Cuba in Sunday's final. However, Krpalek said his most important victory had come in his semi-final bout. It was with Tagir Kaibulayev of Russia, who had been favoured to lift the trophy.
He's the Olympic champion, a world champion and a European champion. On top of that, he was at home. It was a very difficult match and I had had a poor record with him, losing all three times we met. So I'm glad that finally I beat him and I hope that's how things continue.
Another Czech who proved he was the best on the planet at the weekend was Andrej Sinek, who came first in the men's single sculls at the World Rowing Championships in Amsterdam. It's the fifth time in a row that Sinek has topped the podium in the event. Tennis and Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova has again failed to break her US Open hoodoo. She's never got past the fourth round at Flushing Meadows and this time out exited in the third. Seeded third, Kvitova was sent packing in straight sets by qualifier Alexandra Krunic, who is ranked 145 in the world. The Czech said everything had gone wrong for her against the Serb.
I don't know, it was hard for me in general. She returned a lot of balls and I somehow wasn't able to win the rallies. My serve didn't help much either. I really tried. I fought for every ball and gave my all, but unfortunately it wasn't enough. She played incredibly. Things didn't go my way, and that's the way it ended.
The leading Czech men's player Tomáš Berdych is still at the US Open after making light work of Teimurazov Gabashvili of Russia in the third round. A 6-4, 6-2, 6-3 win on Sunday sets up a meeting between Berdych and Dominic Thiem of Austria for a place in the quarterfinals. The one-time world number 7 has signed up to take part in an ITF tournament in Albuquerque. Today's still only 25, Varechová quit 4 years ago, saying she had lost her love of tennis. Finally, ice hockey and the stars of the 1998 Olympic-winning Czech team rolled back the years on Saturday, taking part in an exhibition game against the selection from World Championship-winning sides of the 1999 to 2001 period in Jihlava. The match, held in honour of late coach Ivan Hlinka, ended 7-all. That's all the sport for today.